This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
God is over all of us. And this shows his overwhelming care in the passage today, that he is in all of us. And we're going to read how the active presence of Christ, of God the Father, in this world and in the lives of believers changes us. Any view of God that violates either his immanence, well, that's just not a true picture of him at all. God is pictured here as a conqueror marching to the gates and taking tribute from a fallen city. Paul is going to use that picture to teach us that Christ, in his crucifixion and resurrection, was victorious over Satan, that he ascended to heaven and he gave gifts to the church, some of which is discussed in the passage that we have before us and in the passages to come in chapter 4 of the book of Ephesians. Beginning today in verse 7, we read, "However, Christ has given each of us special abilities, whatever he wants us to have out of his rich storehouse of gifts." The psalmist tells us about this, for he says that when Christ returned triumphantly to heaven after his resurrection and victory over Satan, he gave generous gifts to men. Notice that he says he returned to heaven. This means that he first came down from the heights of heaven, far down to the lowest parts of the earth. The same one who came down is the one who went back up, that he might fulfill all things everywhere with himself, from the very lowest to the very highest. Now, it's important to read in this passage the words and the idea that speaks to each one of us. Everybody that claims Jesus Christ needs to understand that you're in the game. No one gets to sit out of this battle. We're all called to serve the kingdom. But never fear, what you are called to do, you're also equipped to deliver. God gives us the grace to deliver. He decides what gifts and how much ability. So while there is to be unity in the greater body of Christ, we also need to know that there's diversity in our calling, diversity in the abilities within that body. Now, part of the redemption of man is the gifts that God brings to each one of us through the indwelling Holy Spirit. These gifts, they are for the purpose of edifying the body of Christ. Now, that's a big word, but it means the blessing and the building up of the greater church and the individuals that make up that church. Now, in an age where church growth, in numbers that is, seems to be the brass ring, the premier motivator and the goal of many, Paul now takes a noticeably different approach. He's far more concerned with growth and maturity than growth in numbers. He wants the Ephesian believers to grow up. He wants all of us to grow up. Each one of us is given a gift or gifts to exercise in the body of Christ, and we are all called again to step up to the plate. If each one of us is to manifest the Holy Spirit through the exercise of the gifts that he brings us, then if someone fails to do that, well, the rest of the body of Christ is simply going to be less efficient because it has to, well, compensate, I guess, for the loss. Verse 11 of our text goes on and says, "Some of us have been given special abilities as apostles. To others, he has given the gift of being able to preach well. Some of this special ability in winning people to Christ, helping them to trust him as their Savior. Still others have the gift of caring for God's people as a shepherd does his sheep, leading and teaching them in the ways of God." Why is it that he gives us these special abilities to do certain things best? It is that God's people will be equipped to do better work for him, building up the church, the body of Christ, to the position of strength and maturity. So you see, God gave and God equipped the body of Christ with these gifts. Now, this is a list herein that I don't believe it's exhaustive, but it's pretty far-reaching. But please note the positive article here, okay? I think, again, it could be better translated the instead of some, okay? The gifts. So first, apostle. Apostle means a delegate, a messenger, one sent forth with orders, marching orders. Most often, this is specifically applied to the 12 disciples of Christ. Secondly, we have prophet, an interpreter, a foreteller, one who pleads the cause of God and urges salvation of men. Then we have evangelist, one who brings the good tidings of the gospel to those around him. We have pastor, which means a shepherd and an overseer of a church. And lastly, teacher, which in the New Testament speaks of one who teaches concerning the things of God and the duties of men. Now, Jesus and the Holy Spirit not only gave gifts to men and women, but he gave these gifted individuals to the church body. Why? Again, for the perfecting of the saints, for the edification of the body of Christ. Perfecting, in the original, means complete furnishing and equipping. Edifying means building up. It's not just that the positions and the callings that we found in verse 11 are given to do these things, because we often think that that's the case, but moreover, they are to perfect. These individuals are to furnish and equip the saints, that'd be all of us, in order for the saints to do the work in the ministry, for them to edify the body of Christ. Again, I think we can easily single out certain individuals as the ministers, you know, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and we can lay all the work of the ministry upon these individuals' backs with excuses like, well, hey, I'm just not really called to serve in the ministry. I'm not called to be involved in the church and the body of Christ. But you need to know that we are all called to the ministry. And for further information, look at 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.